time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and we're so glad to have you along today. We would like to take a moment here just right at the beginning of the program to remind you that we are doing a review. So if you have been blessed by Radio Friendships, if you have tuned in and you really enjoy it, or you just would like to see more of it, please give us a call at 337-433-5022, and depending on what time you listen to Radio Friendships, there's a chance that you may get an answering machine. And if that's the case, then just simply leave the name of the station you heard us on. That's it. I guarantee you, you won't get a phone call back. We're not going to put you on a mailing list, and nobody's asking you for money. We just want to know if you're listening. Well, today it is our pleasure to bring you one of our own long-term crew members here at the Friendships Ministries, Miss Sheree Morrison. Miss Sheree Morrison has been with the ministry for... How long have you been here now, Sheree?
Been here full-time 2 years.
2 years. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, where are you from originally, Sheree?
Texas. Houston, Texas.
So how did you hear about Friendships?
I actually heard about Friendships back in 1996 through a friend. She knew about my fascination with the sea and ships, and she told me that was a ministry I would really enjoy. But at the time, it was in L.A., and seemed a little far to go to check out. So I just kept it on the back of my mind for all these years and then found out it was just a few hours away. So I came and checked it out.
Oh, so now if you were thinking about it while it was in LA, that was quite some time ago.
Yeah, it was in the 90s when I first heard about it.
And this fascination with ships and the ocean has been...
Since I was a little girl, I've always been fascinated with it.
Okay, now from the time you finally heard that they had moved to, well, first they were in Galveston. How come you didn't go there?
You know, it's funny. When I checked the website and found out that they were in L.A., I talked about Friendships all the time like I knew something about it. You know, it was always in the back of my mind, but I guess it was too disappointing to go back online and know I couldn't make it. But when I got here and found out that they had been in Galveston for several years, I was like, wow, all that wasted time. But you know, God's timing is perfect.
Yeah.
And I know that if I had gone at that time, I probably would have not been ready.
Now, Sheree, since you've arrived here, I think there's one characteristic that people would best describe you with, and that would be patient. And that would be best observed in some of the duties that you've had around here. Why don't you explain some of the jobs that you've had?
Well, since I've been here full time, I've worked in the galley, sailing, as well as here at port, and then I've worked in the warehouse.
Okay, so the two main jobs, but also you had some other duties when you went on mission trips, correct?
Sure. When I went to Israel, I wasn't really assigned with the deckies, but I worked with them quite a lot. My fascination with ships, of course, I want to do a little bit of everything. On the last mission, I served on the bridge. And I guess on the ship, those are the two places I've served, is in the galley or on the bridge.
Just to fill listeners in a little bit, when I say patience, that has something to do with the galley. You worked in the galley and you did a very good job there, but you always had a desire to be outside.
I did. I'm an outside person. I love weather, so it doesn't matter to me if it's raining or if it's snowing or if it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I love weather. I love being outside, and I love being a part of things, and I feel cooped up inside, so... It was a little bit hard to be in the galley for that length of time, but I also knew that I wouldn't be there if God hadn't allowed it. You know, one thing about this ministry I trust is the leadership and their devotion in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I know they don't make decisions without taking it to God first, and so I have confidence in their leadership, and I knew when it was time, I would be out.
Yeah, well, when you speak of time, most people would do that for maybe 6 months, 7 months. You did it for quite a bit longer than that.
Yeah, including the time we sailed, probably a year to a year and 4 months, something like that.
And it was an amazing thing to see you stick this out, because here was somebody that worked early in the morning in the galley, came back and did some work at night, and then in between time, you would come outside and help people out, or you'd be out chipping rust off the ship.
I did. I loved it. You know, I wanted to be part of everything else, and so... The nice thing about the galley is you have flexible scheduling. So while everybody else is working in the morning, sometimes I was off so I could go work in another department, and the same thing sometimes in the afternoon. So I really did get to do a little bit of everything. I worked in the office, worked on the grounds, worked in the warehouse, worked in the garden. I got to do a lot of different things.
Well, now that has come full circle now. That patience is working out quite nicely for you now that you have been given a new assignment in the warehouse. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, I love the warehouse. In the warehouse, you're right in the middle of everything because everything that comes in as a donation to Friendships comes through the warehouse. And then we sort it, we inventory it, and then try to find a place for it, which is a little bit of a problem right now since we're short on warehouse space. But you get to meet people, you know, the donors. It's just an exciting place to be, and it fulfills my need for physical activity. I do a lot of climbing, a lot of pushing, a lot of pulling, a lot of lifting.
Mm-hmm. And it's not uncommon for us to see you driving around the forklift.
And the forklift, yeah. That took some learning, but I'm getting better at it. Yeah. But I thoroughly enjoy what I do.
Yeah, why don't you take us through what a typical day is in the warehouse?
Typical day in the warehouse, I'll go out. Betty Barber works with me in the warehouse, mostly in the mornings, and she sorts clothes for me. We get a lot of clothing donations, and she sorts through the clothes and folds them with loving care like I've never seen anybody else in my life. And so I'll get her set up to do her job, and then usually, unless we have donations coming in, it's a case of reorganizing and making space somewhere for when things do come in. And then, of course, when things come in, there's the whole sorting and inventorying and placing them somewhere.
Yeah. So it's like a giant puzzle at times.
It is. It is. It's definitely a challenge, but God is amazing. I mean, I heard it said a long time ago that God has witty inventions, and he absolutely does because he helps me find places where I thought there was no space.
Amen. And don't think for a minute that Sheree is complaining. We have been blessed with an abundance of stuff. Isn't it great? I mean,
it is, and we are so blessed. And I think one of the most exciting things that I'm just for the first time really was involved in was a container going to Haiti, to actually stock it with nice clothes that they'll be getting into, and mattresses and rice. And, you know, just it's exciting to load good things to give to people in need. And it's exciting to be on that end of it. And so I get to see things coming in and I get to see them go out.
So even though you don't get to see the faces of the people that actually receive it, it gives you great satisfaction to know that in some way or form, your hands have been on that.
Right. It gives me great joy. I mean, God has me in there doing that, and it just gives me great joy. I really can't even describe. You know, a lot of people would think, you know, getting dirty and hot and sweaty is not fun. I love it. Yeah, and I love getting a shower and getting cleaned up in the evening, too.
Let's talk for a minute about something else that you love and something else that brought you great joy. You went with us on the mission to Israel.
I did.
And you have a special place in your heart for the nation of Israel, don't you?
I do. I have had that since I was about 10. Fascination with the Jewish people. I guess fascination, intrigue, but also a devotion to them. My parents taught me to always respect and do good to the Jews. They grew up in predominantly Jewish neighborhoods back east. But I just always, Israel was always in my heart. You know, there was no getting away from it, even in the times that I was away from the Lord. Israel was in my heart. I kept up with the news. Israel was always very important to me.
Are you Jewish?
My mother told me that possibly our great-grandfather was Jewish, and so I'm hoping that somehow we can trace that down, but I really don't know if I am or not. I would tend to think so because of the draw.
Yeah, it sounds like your heart is Jewish.
Yeah, it sounds like my heart is Jewish. That's a good way to put it. But, you know, I really don't have any documentation or anything on it. But I started going to a Messianic congregation right around the time, actually, that I found out about Friendships back in, like, 1996, 1997.
Before you knew you were going to Israel.
Before I knew anything.
It wasn't a case of catching the Jerusalem syndrome.
Right.
This was beforehand.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody in the church, actually, where I was working at the time, and we got on the subject of Israel, and he told me that he and his wife attended a Messianic congregation. Well, I'd never heard of such a thing.
And yeah, why don't you tell listeners what that is?
Messianic congregation is usually a congregation of Christians and Jews. A Jew believing in Christ usually referred to as a Messianic Jew. So these are Jews that have accepted Christ as their Savior and Christians. And we observe the feasts and the holidays that God ordained. We're going back to our Hebraic roots. We're going back to the Torah and learning. I mean, that is our manual for living, is the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And so we're exploring that. We're learning about that. And
there's a richness found in the Old Testament.
There's a reverence and a richness. It's not just, a lot of people might consider it just ritual or ceremony. But there's such a deep thing that God does in you through these. And I mean, just because he ordained them, number one, is good enough reason for me. It's not legalistic. It's not binding. If anything, it's been so freeing in my life and in my spiritual life. And so,
That's a big misconception by a lot of people. They think you're trying to observe the law when actually the law is just adding to your life. You know, Jesus fulfilled the laws, correct?
If you've ever heard the expression, Torah is life, that's what it means.
Okay.
It means God's manual is life-giving.
Okay, well, with that being said, help us to understand a little more about the Sabbath, because while you were in Israel, you observed the Sabbath, right?
And I, as a matter of fact, try to keep it when possible. I also know God called me to this ministry, you know, not to be a disruption or a distraction. But when I'm able, I do take the Sabbath myself. God set it apart as a day of rest. Our bodies are made that way. We need that one day of rest. But it wasn't just, you know, lay around in the bed, sit on the couch kind of thing.
Yeah.
He set aside a day for him to commune with you. A day to spend with you and for you to spend with your family. Shabbat dinners are awesome. Your family and your friends gathered around to sit at the table and bless each other and bless the God that gave you each other, that gave you your food, to play games or sing songs or watch a movie that honors God. I mean, this is a special time. Jewish families that observe the Sabbath. The husband is blessed by the wife every week. The wife is blessed by the husband. The children are blessed by the parents. Friends and neighbors are blessed by whoever's home they go to. This is wonderful. This is a positive thing. This, I think, keeps families together. I wish I had known about it when my children were young.
Absolutely. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the original Sabbath was a very joyful and festive occasion.
Oh, yeah. It's something they look forward to.
Right. It wasn't until after they came back from the captivity in Babylon that actually the Pharisees kind of set up the rules and regulations that became a burden on the people. Is that right?
Yeah. They kind of took 613 laws and made, like, go 1,000 or something. I'm sure I don't have all my facts right, but it, you know, anytime man starts meddling in God's things, we can.
Well, I tell you what, Sheree, let's go ahead and take a break now. But when we come back, I'd like to continue this conversation about Israel.
Sure.
What do you say? Okay. We'll be right back.
It's time for evaluation here at Radio Friendships, and we would really appreciate your help with letting us know if you're listening. So if anyone would like to help us with this, we'd really appreciate it by you sending an email to radio@friendships.org or calling our office at 337-433-5022 and just saying, yep, I'm listening. We don't need your name. We don't need your phone number. We don't need your email address. You won't be put on any kind of list. We just want to know, hey, I'm out there. I'm listening and I'm enjoying your show.
That number to call is 337-433-5022. And don't forget to mention the station that you heard us on.
When the Israelites were about to cross over into the Promised Land, God gave them a word of advice. If your heart turns away and you're not obedient, if you are drawn away to worship other gods, you will certainly be destroyed and will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your family may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. Civilizations rise and fall on the choices made by men. Think about where we would be if Noah had decided he'd rather not build the ark. It is our choice to select life or death, to follow the Lord or turn away from Him. What kind of decisions are you making today?
For more information on the ministry or to download your application, go to friendships.org. Okay, we're back with Sheree Morrison, a long-term crew member here at Friendships Unlimited. Now, Sheree, when we left off before the break, we were talking about the nation of Israel and your love for Israel, and more specifically, we were talking about the Sabbath or the Shabbat. Now, when you were in Israel on the mission trip in, what was that, 2006?
Yeah.
You observed the Sabbath. Can you describe that to our listeners?
I did. Mostly what I observed is things shutting down and people rushing home. We were in port at the port of Ashdod, and when we went into town, number one, the buses don't run on the Sabbath, okay, so we walked into town, and nothing is open, but everything opens back up at the end of the Sabbath.
You're saying that quite literally the town shuts down.
It does.
What kind of impression does that give you when the whole city or the whole nation, pretty much the whole nation, takes quiet time?
It excites me. Yeah. It does. It excites me to see that much, what would you call it, obedience, reverence, glory and honor to our God. It really excites me.
Yeah.
It was hard to leave Israel. I felt like I'd come home, and then I felt like I was leaving home. Mm. But I'm trying to be more about what God wants more than what I want, you know. Yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting to be in a community who was observing God's laws the way that I would.
Did you ever feel in danger there?
Never. Never. Never felt in danger. And there's IDF everywhere, you know, everywhere you go. And anytime there's children, actually, you will see
the IDF. IDF is the Israeli Defense Forces, right?
Yes, yes. And no, I didn't feel in danger at all. And in fact, that was actually the second time I'd been to Israel in 5 months, because my aunt and I had finally made our pilgrimage there in May, and then I went with Friendships in August.
What, did you notice any differences from the first time you went to the second time?
No, I really didn't. Really didn't. It was really like coming home.
Yeah. Sheree, there's one thing I do want to add to that, and I don't know if you noticed it, but I was just amazed. What really stuck out was how people stayed out at night.
Yeah.
I mean, they were out in their front yards, they were shopping, and it was dark.
That's why I said at sundown, they just come alive, and always being a night person, that just, you know.
It was safe. I wouldn't say. Beautiful beaches.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Temperature of the water was just right, too.
Yeah. Well, now that you've been through a lot of different things here at Friendships, what would you say some of the biggest lessons are that you have learned?
I think the main lesson I learned in the beginning was that I wasn't as good a person as I thought I was. Communal living is a little bit different. And I was actually, I'm pretty easygoing person.
Yes,
so I really didn't expect to have a problem with it. And I was surprised that I let little things get to me, and I hated it in myself. So it was good to find out that I'm just like everybody else and learn to grow from that. And, you know, of course, now things like that don't bother me. But at first, it was, you know.
Yeah, you do find that there are certain walls that we put up that help us get by in the normal everyday world. But here, it's like being married to 45 other people. Those walls have to come down.
Right.
And they do. And it's usually not comfortable when they do, but necessary.
Yeah, it is. It is, because God can do so much more with you. And the hardest part isn't the little things that bother you. The hardest part is yourself. Mm. The fact that it even bothers you.
Yeah.
That was the hardest thing for me, to see these things in myself. But I had to, in order for God to make His changes. So.
Amen. Amen. Well, speaking of changes, let's talk about the original change. When you first came to know the Lord, how did that come about?
Well, my cousin led me to the Lord when I was 5 years old at my grandmother's house. But I didn't quite get it. I'd get saved every year. I mean, every time they gave an altar call, I'd go down there. And I went to camp one year, and they were talking about Enoch and how he lived so perfectly. And that was kind of my goal, is to live as perfect as Enoch. And so I kept getting saved because something wasn't taking, because I still made mistakes and did wrong things. But finally, when I was 9 years old, I went down the altar. And I guess you could say it took. I mean, I understood the grace and the forgiveness of God.
Yeah.
and I understood that I was a sinner and that he had forgiven me and that he would help me become the person he wanted me to be. That, you know, he wasn't going to hit me with a baseball bat every time I told a lie or made a mistake, mm-hmm. you know, that I was covered yeah. by Christ. So he's a good God.
Amen.
And he abounds in forgiveness.
Amen. Well, listen, do you have a scripture of the day? We cannot leave here without giving listeners.
I absolutely do. It's my favorite scripture, though I had to write it down because I get nervous. But I want to say before I read the scripture that it's not just an in passing thought. It's Philippians 4:8.
Okay.
But it's not just scripture you dig up when you're having a hard time. This is a choice you make every day. This scripture has been my favorite of all scriptures for a long, long time. And I think it's seen me through a lot of things, but it's not because I occasionally pull it up. It's because it's something that's in my heart every day. It's a choice I make every day.
Mm-hmm. Philippians 4:8.
4:8. And it says, whatsoever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is anything worthy of praise, these are the things I will think on and weigh and take account of. These are the things I will fix my mind on.
Amen. Is there something in there that really sticks out? To me, I'm hearing these are the ways.
Well, these are all like, you know, the character of God or the attributes of God. Honorable,
yeah.
seemly. Reverence, pure, lovely, lovable, winsome, gracious. I mean, these words all describe God, and these all describe the fruit of the Spirit that he wants to see in us.
Amen.
You know, we're going to be like our dad.
Okay, Sheree, before we go, I don't think a lot of people really are aware that there's Messianic congregations around here. And again, these are Christian organizations that have embraced the Jewish Old Testament. It's their Messiah. It's our,
yes,
our
yes.
Messiah.
It's the same Jesus. It's the Messiah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeshua, yeah.
So why don't you tell us where we could maybe go to find out more information about this?
Yeah, I wish I had the phone number and address. We meet at Faith Church in Sulphur
okay.
on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. And I extend an invitation to anybody that's interested in coming. They can call Friendships,
yeah.
and I'll get that information.
Yeah, and that number, once again, is 337-433-4333. 5022. You can give us a call. If we're not here, please leave a message and we will return your call and give you that information, okay?
Yeah, come and join us. It'll add a whole new dimension and depth to your life.
Let me ask you, are you aware of any places up in the Lafayette area? Because we have listeners in that area as well.
Yeah, no, I really don't.
Do you guys also do things for the Feasts of Trumpets, Feasts of Tabernacles?
We do. In fact, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, all these different names of these feasts. Too much to go into detail here, but they're all coming up now in the fall.
Okay.
We celebrate Hanukkah, Passover, all of the feasts.
Now, is this something that if someone wasn't familiar with it, would they feel out of place? Do you have to stand up at a certain time, sit down? Do you have to do these things?
No, no.
Okay.
No, no. We're all learning. And in fact, that is a big part of what we do in the feast. And as a matter of fact, it's a big part of what the Israelis do because they're teaching their children through these feasts. So we're all learning together. Our congregation started out as a Bible study.
It
has grown like, I don't know, five times as big as it was originally when I first started coming here. Mm. You know, so it's not that kind of ceremonial
Nobody
thing.
Will feel uncomfortable.
No.
And I challenge anybody, get into the Old Testament, get into the festivals, get into the feasts, get into the celebrations, and you will see the signature of Jesus all throughout these things.
They all point to Yeshua. They all point to the Messiah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sheree Morrison.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, and we'd like to invite you all back here on Radio Friendships next time, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve him. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.